From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an Al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu left at least 27 people dead. The Minister of Information confirmed the dismissals and told VOA what was expected of the security agencies was that the necessary intelligence and surveillance information should have stopped this truck. It will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. The hotel is popular with politicians and civil servants. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Two of the perpetrators blew themselves up after they were shot. Three were caught alive. It's feared others may have been rescued from the hotel disguised as guests. Saturday's explosion demolished the front of the hotel and damaged another next door. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow Somalia's weak UN-backed government and impose a strict form of Islamic law. 2 weeks ago, twin bombings in Mogadishu killed at least 358 people, the worst such attack in the country's history. Al-Shabaab didn't claim that one, but the method, a large truck bomb, is one it has often used.
Lucy Fielder reporting. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government troops. The heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of the troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the fatalities. The district police chief confirmed the death toll to VOA, saying 14 police personnel were guarding the post at the time. One officer managed to escape, and the assailants took away weapons, ammunition, and an armored military vehicle. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani has confirmed he will be stepping down, dissolving his position as president of the self-ruled Northern Kurdish region and distributing his duties among the Kurdish prime minister, parliament, and the judiciary. In a letter to parliament on Sunday, Barzani said he will not be seeking re-election. His term is set to expire on November 1st. Tension is high in a remote village in western Kenya after the body of an elderly man was discovered Sunday on a farm. There were marks of violence on the body. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Koguta, Kenya. The death comes the day after the high government officials visited the area to try to calm ethnic tensions.
The two communities have fought over land and politics for years. This latest tension and political volatility grows out of the disputed presidential vote and weekly political protests have further damaged relations between the Luo and Kalenjin community. During the October 26th election, 10% of polling stations were closed due to demonstrations that worried electoral officials. About 35% of voters participated in the rerun election, compared to an 80% turnout in August.
Correspondent Mohammed Youssef. Taiwan's president began traveling Saturday, and China is not happy about it. Tsai Ing-wen's week-long journey has her visiting three Pacific Island allies, Tuvalu, the Solomon Islands, and the Marshall Islands, via Honolulu, Hawaii, and the U.S. territory of Guam. China claims sovereignty over democratic self-ruled Taiwan and believes Tsai is seeking formal independence from China. Hundreds of thousands of supporters of a united Spain attended a rally in Barcelona Sunday. Demonstrators marched in Catalonia's capital to show they are in favor of the Spanish government's dismissal of Catalonia's cabinet and the squashing of the region's push for secession from Spain. Arrests are possible Monday after a federal grand jury approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian interference in last year's American presidential election. Investigators are also examining the possibility that President Trump might have tried to interfere with the investigation, and they're looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and the Trump campaign. On Twitter on Sunday, President Trump said the investigations are, quote, a witch hunt for evil politics. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.